Sorry, Bruce. Oh dear. So a few things coming up. So there's going to be a World Day of Prayer on Friday, 6th of March, and that's going to be at Furrow Cross URC Church in Babbacombe Road in St. Mary Church, if you know it. And that starts at 10:30 in the morning, and we've got a few leaflets here. And the focus this year is on Nigeria. As you know, I'm sure, there's a lot of persecution in Nigeria for Christians, burning of villages and churches. And so that's on Friday the 6th of March. Then the pub has very kindly agreed to have a donation point for the Riviera Food Bank for Easter. So we're specifically asking for Easter eggs. We've got a banner outside. Right, Bruce, that's up, you said, yeah. The eggs one? I'm just coming to that.
Sorry, have you got something?
Okay. It's in your booklet, yellow sheet. And so they are asking for eggs, but of course the food bank will still need food. So if you feel able to do a mix, you know, bring some food and maybe do an egg or something, the pub are just asking people to bring Easter eggs. But we can do both if we'd like to. So we'll remind you of that probably every week leading up to it. And the last donations are for the pub are 18th of March. And I think our last Sunday will be the 15th, which is Mother's Day, to bring for that. So that's that one. The other one is Philippa Hannah, who came the Christmas before last to do an outreach and carol singing and things. And she's coming to Christchurch Paignton on Good Friday and Easter Saturday. And I believe you have that leaflet in there as well. So, it's so organised, Bruce. Thank you. Thank you for all the flyers that you do. And it's great because I can give these out on the streets. And we're actually going to be on the streets every Monday now up to Easter, every Monday morning. So if you want to come by. Bruce, have I forgotten anything? Great. Wonderful. So, I don't remember saying good morning. So, good morning, everyone. Everyone here and everyone online. And yes, I did forget something. I knew I had. Songs of praise. Yes. That I knew I'd forgotten something. I was going to start with that. When I didn't, I forgot. Anyway, tomorrow evening, we're at June and Stuart's house. And we're meeting there at 7 o'clock. We are going to have songs of praise. And I think everybody who's coming has already given me their songs. So thank you for that. And we're there to celebrate and remember William Park, Sarah's dad. So we will, of course, be singing O Lord My God. Normally we do it this morning, don't we? So we've saved that for tomorrow night. And we've got some lovely songs for tomorrow night. So, it's going to be a great night. So 7 o'clock at Jean and Stuart's. So let's pray. Oh, Lord, it feels a busy morning already, but thank you, Lord, you're in all of it. And Jesus, it's just so good to be here, to come and worship you. And we have this wonderful message today of your calling to your people. So we thank you that you have called us, that you have set us apart. And so we want to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the first song you may or may not know, if you're on YouTube a lot listening to worship, you'll certainly know it. It's called Holy Forever by Chris Tomlin, and it's a beautiful song about his holiness. We're going to hear a bit later also about our holiness, our setting apart, but we're going to start by worshipping the Lord with Holy Forever.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we hope you like that one because we'll like to do it more often now we've had our practice. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to sing something a little more familiar. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died.
Come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, may we seek to follow you, and may we seek to be filled with humility, that you, Jesus, showed in his life when on earth. You, who are the Son of God, lived a life of servanthood, and we are reminded of how you said, I have come to serve and not to be served. And your example is there to remind us of how we should adopt a life of servanthood for ourselves. As we seek to be your servants in this world, may others see you, Jesus, in all that we do. May we all be filled with humility. Help us, Lord, to express that humility with the help that we receive. Lord, may we do all that we can to know you and help other peoples to know you with humility. Help us, Lord, to express humility that will reach the lonely, those without the things that we take for granted. Lord, bless all people. Oh, may they be added to your family, and may many things that we take for granted be, may they receive these things. Bless all people, O God, in your name. Amen. Lord, may the amen that we have said help us to shine for you, and may we and may many more be added to your family. In your wonderful name, we bring this prayer. But Lord, also, we want to pray for each other. We want to pray for those that are listening online. You know, the Lord loves you. We're praying for you. And we want to pray for those who would be here, but things like health has stopped them. And so, Lord, we bring to you Jean and Stuart. Be with them, be their company, Lord. They are there in their home day after day. But Lord, they love you and they are your faithful members. And we will be there with them tomorrow and we'll be singing your praises. Be with Helen. Lord, that life is pretty tough. We ask that you be with her. We ask that you'd be with Father John, Brian, and all the family, Lord, but particularly for Helen herself. Be with Sarah, Lord. You know, she, I'm sure, still misses her dad. We miss him, Lord. Such a faithful man. But be with Sarah, Lord, and be with her in her own discipleship. Be with Jilly and Richard as they serve us here, Lord, each Sunday. We thank you for them and for all that they stand for. Be with Robert. We thank you for him, Lord. He is such a wonderful disciple. Be with Brian. Be with Richard. Be with Bruce. Be with Rita. Lord, Rita's loved you for many years. So has Brian. And Lord, they're still here as your faithful servants. So we ask you, Lord, to be with them. Be with Sarah when she talks to other people about you, Lord. we pray, Lord, for Sarah Jane, and ask that you would be with her. Be with her especially, Lord, in all the drama that she is involved in. She loves you, Lord, and she loves to speak about you. Be with Graham and Deborah. Lord, they love you. They're here today. They want to worship you. And they worship you in their lives day by day, and we thank you for it. Be with Eunice and myself, and we'll come back again to those that are online. Lord, we may not meet them, but you meet with them, and you love them, and you will hear their prayers too. So, Lord, bless them, and bless us all. Be with Bruce. Lord, he is here long before we are. He gets ready for the service, and he does so much for us. We thank you for him. We ask you too to be with his family, especially on this day of wedding anniversary for him and for Dawn. So, Lord, hear our prayer and let our cry come unto you. In your name and in your power we pray. Amen.
And whilst we're praying, this next song is, I don't know if you can hear me. This next song is written by Brian Dirksen, and I don't know if his testimony is online, but his family have gone through many challenges with, I believe it's rare illness in the children. But I thought as we're singing this, it might be good to lift Brian Dirksen up. He's a worship leader in Canada, a friend of our daughter and son-in-law. So let's think about him and his family too this morning. Thank you, Jesus. So, refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
And precious still the glory.
we come to our scripture reading, which is going to be shared with us by Graham. Thank you, Graham.
Right, this morning's reading is Romans 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his early life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that come from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
So we're going to sing, "We Are a Chosen People," reminding us from 1 Peter, "We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation belonging to God." And it says, "He has called us out of darkness to declare his praise. We exalt him and enthrone him. We glorify his name."
Belonging to God, we are a child.
was new when I came to the Lord. And it was one of the things that really spoke to me before I even knew it was in the scriptures. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation belonging to God. And it just really spoke to me at that time. I thought, wow, amazing. So sometimes, wouldn't it be lovely if we could go back to those first days of knowing Jesus? We need to get back to our first love daily. Amen.
Right, thank you. God's call to his people. You know, it's a tremendous privilege to be the people of God. It really is. But all privileges bring responsibilities, and we need to remember that. God's call to his people is for holiness. You shouldn't be surprised, because we've sung a lot about holiness, haven't we, being holy, eh? We are to be saints. That means we are to be set apart for God. This will affect our lives, including our relationships. And you know, I think of two people particularly. One is Sarah's son. That's Sarah's dad, bless her. Stuart, who we meet again tomorrow, because you know, they lived lives, both, and still do in Stuart's case, set apart for God. And that's going to affect our lives, all of our lives, isn't it? Including, my friends, it will affect our relationships with others. You see, God's call to his people is for everyone. In the New Testament, there's no basic distinction, for instance, between clergy and laity. Oh no. All Christians are both priests and laity, if you like to put it that way. In many places today, only the ordained clergyman can pronounce forgiveness or celebrate communion. In the new way that leaders in churches work, we are told to confess our faults to one another. We are called to break bread together. We read, don't we, in the New Testament, that Christians broke bread together. They didn't need the priest there. They broke bread from house to house. So, what happens then when we think we are impossible to do this as laity? A passive, unstrained person can do what they feel called to do by God. And this, of course, is the thing. Yes, I know that clergies are ordained. I was ordained. So what? There is much more to leading in a church. We can confess our faults to one another. We don't need to attend a confession. And we read that from house to house, they broke bread, as I've said. So what happens when we think in terms of leaving everything to the paid professional? Is that what we are asking? Is it impossible? We, my friends, as laity, need to be open to whatever call God calls us to do. We are called initially, and that's what this is about, to be set apart for God. And you know, if God wants to use us in one way or another, then, well, we've got to do it, we. And say, oh, I'm not ordained. Oh, no, you can't say that to God. If God calls us, he calls us. The ministry and gifts of the Spirit are for everyone in the church. Can I repeat that? The ministry and gifts of the Spirit are for everyone in the church. God's call to his people is a corporate life. God's people are to worship together. So God's people are to worship together, work together, and put generally on our whole armor. You know, in the Bible it talks about our whole armor. Those are the things that we need to remain holy and to serve God. And generally, we can share what the writer says in God's word. We do not speak of the New Testament being only for priests or ministers to talk about. No, of course not. The scriptures are open to all people. The church is Christ's hospital. And when I see the Church of Christ's hospital, when I see what God is doing in the church, you know, it's great. It's great. We should never be shocked by one another. Since we are all need God's mercy, we all need God's renewal. So how impressive are we as saints, I wonder? You know, we've got to be what God wants us to be. And it would be no good saying, oh, I've asked the church to let me do this, and they've said no, because I'm not ordained. Oh, dear. If that person is doing what God says, then when someone says that to them, oh, you can't do it, you're not ordained, they're going against God's call, and that is important. We are called by God to be his people. We're set apart to be his people. Doesn't matter whether we're ordained or not. Doesn't matter. Oh yes, being ordained could be special. Yes, I agree. But it does not mean that other people cannot serve God in any way that he calls them to do so. And you know, I've known some people who, well, they say, oh, I had a phone call from so-and-so, and they wanted me to come and pray with them. They wanted me to come and ask God to forgive me. Oh, dear. To some people in the church today, that would be hypocrisy. But I tell you now, and firmly, that if it's God's will and that person was asked to go and pray with that person and seek forgiveness for something they've done, we are wholly and totally able to do it. There is no rule or regulation in this world that stops people doing what God says. And so, that's why it's important that we're set apart for God. Because friends, if we're set apart from God and we don't do what he says, well, terrible, isn't it? We must do what God wants us to do. And if we feel through the Spirit that we are being challenged to do something, then I say to you now, go and do it. Because if that is what God wants, if that is what the Spirit has challenged us to do, remember the Spirit is part of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit. If the Spirit wants us to do something, if the Father wants us to do something, if Jesus wants us to do something, that means that God is calling us. So the original call is to set us apart. So forget the business. Have you been ordained? Are you a church member even? Things like that. These rules and regulations, I believe, go away from what Scripture tells us. Why did they break bread together? Why did they do this? Why did they do that? They shared so many things together, those early Christians, and their calling was blessed. So, the first and original call is, and it's so important, is to set us all apart to serve God, to be holy in his sight. And you know, friends, that's simple as that. That's what we're going to do, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I remember, some of you know Liam. He was with me in a church, and we were sitting in a pew, and he was criticized for two things. One for smiling. Sorry. One was for smiling, and the other was for speaking. He asked a question, and it was to do with the very service that we were at. Now, God would want to answer that, wouldn't he? And to this day, that has put Liam off. But he's now found a lovely lady as his partner or wife, and they've had their own baby together, and it's a wonderful relationship. It's one that God has blessed, and he's finding that out more and more. And so I wonder what's going to happen, eh? Because he's obeying God without knowing it. So, you know, and there's a tremendous amount of prayer going up for him. But there are many, many examples we could give you. I have at times in my early ministry been stopped from doing things because at that time I wasn't ordained. So what? So what? I should have been allowed to do it because God called me. Friends, think seriously. Are you truly set apart? Oh God, because that's the calling we're talking about today. If we are set apart for God, then surely God comes first in all that we do. Amen. could freely say what I wanted to get over in the script, because it's vitally important. We are set apart by God, set apart to be His one. We are called to be a member of His family, and there's no greater call than that. Again, Amen.
So in a moment we're going to sing Gracious Father, Son and Spirit. It will be to the tune of Here is Love. But right at the end, in the last verse, it says, Living worthy of our calling, let us cast all strife aside, till as one we see His glory as His perfect, holy bride. Reminds us to work together as His soldiers in His army, a people without recognition, but with Him a destiny sealed, called to a heavenly vision. His purpose shall be fulfilled. Come, let us stand strong together abandon ourselves to the King. His love shall be ours forever. This victory song we shall sing. Amen.
Yeah.